there's a lot of innovation on marketing and making the product more convenient for consumers. So there is probably more packaged product around this year than there has been in previous years, but it is all being done to try and make fresh produce more available and accessible to the consumer.
Now, when we think of fresh produce, I guess packaging isn't something that normally comes to mind. Apples don't need to be packaged, although they sometimes are. What's this push for more packaging all about?
It's predominantly around this area of snacking, and with consumers wanting to have access to snacks at any time of the day, and fresh produce has never been in that snack market. So having sliced apple pieces which are ready to go in a convenient little pack that people can pick up on the way to work or whatever it is, that is where there's a lot of innovation happening. You're even getting now vending machines that are selling fresh produce as in snack vegetables and snack fruits. So I think that's trying to capture the consumer outside of just the standard meals of, you know, breakfast, lunch and dinner.
You mentioned vending machines. Is that something you could see taking off in Australia?
It's an interesting one because it's happening in places like Japan and Korea. Whether we get vending machines in Australia, I'd be very surprised if there's anything there in the next decade. But where it's being placed is the important thing, because in those countries, they're putting them in school areas. So children are getting access to this fresh produce while they're at school through a vending machine where normally they might have got a candy bar or something.
Now, you said that they're also pre-chopping some of these vegetables. What's the attraction of having a pre-chopped apple?
There's mainly a convenience. So it's all about getting things down to more bite size. That's not displacing the standard apple and eating it like a normal apple. But what it is doing, it is opening up to other areas in the market where you're competing against traditional snacks.
And does this pre-cutting, does that remove any of the freshness you'd get with the fruit?
No. I mean, all the work that's been done and, you know, the fact that the consumer demand for these products is going up and up and up would indicate to me and to the industry, obviously, that the integrity of the product is still being held there.
Now, there is also some people that would say packaging is something they don't want when it comes to food. Is that being taken into account, or is that really not something that comes into the thoughts of the marketing experts there?
Very much coming into the thoughts, but where they are using packaging, they're saying, right, we've got to make sure it is recyclable packaging and it is being used in a responsible way. I think, again, their approach to this is saying, if we want to get access to another category of where the consumer is going to shop, then maybe we have to provide it in a packaged form. So, you know, rather like chocolate is very seldom sold in unpackaged form, likewise with snacking produce.
So are there ways of, say, packaging fresh fruit and veggies in a paper packaging? Because usually when you see it packaged, it's packaged in plastic.
Yeah, I think they are, and I think people are trying to do it in different ways. Obviously, with paper, you can't see through it, so you have to have something that visually looks good. You know, it's very difficult to have a little carrot sitting in a paper bag and hoping that the consumer knows what it is before they buy it.
And is this something that's come from, I guess, market research into what consumers are really after, or is this just a new way for, I guess, marketing people to tap into a different kind of market?
I think it's probably more the latter, and consumers are not saying we want more packaged products in snack form. What they are saying is that we want more product that is readily available to us and accessible to us, and the marketers are responding and finding ways of putting it in packs or whatever that might be that will actually get those consumers to buy it in places which are outside the standard fruit and vegetable grocer.
So where could we expect to see fruit and veggies being sold in the future?
You're obviously going to see them, more interesting vegetables and fruits being sold through restaurants. You're getting it accessible through your standard supermarkets. And then the sort of latest surge is probably more in the convenience bars, at the takeaway delis, the sandwich shops where you can buy pre-cut fruit ready to go like you would buy a sandwich. So those are the places where you're going to get more and more fresh produce. Instead of just having a sandwich, the offering is now, you know, a pre-cut fruit or ready-to-go snack vegetables or whatever it might be.